The team at Violent Gentlemen saw what I could do at their weekly skate and decided it was time to make our relationship official. Proud to announce the newest sponsor of the Eat 'Em Up podcast, Orange County's finest Violent Gentlemen Hockey Club.
Get ready for some hot takes, off-the-wall topics, and candid conversations with current and former players. It's time for Eat 'Em Up with Emerson Edom.
Ducks fans, it's Eat 'Em Up. Anaheim, California, U.S., worldwide, right? Thanks for joining us. And this feels great, doesn't it? AD's joining us with Steve Carroll. And AD, how does it feel? How does it feel to be first time?
I'm honored. It's been a while. I'm glad you invited me on this week with Steve. Best company.
Do you truly mean that?
Yeah, I do. Maybe it's not coming off like that, but I really do.
Okay. I think, yeah, I trust you. Steve?
I came here for the gifts.
Okay.
Well, I'm just glad to be here.
No shock there. No shock there. On a little bit more serious note, we want to send our deepest condolences to Johnny Gaudreau and Matthew Gaudreau, who tragically lost their lives in such an unfortunate circumstances. And so from all of us here with the Anaheim Ducks, our thoughts and prayers are with your family, the Boston College, of course. That was their alum, and it's so tragic. The Columbus Blue Jackets organization, the Calgary Flames organization, were thinking of you. And I just want to say it right now: don't drink and drive, please. There's so many other alternatives this day and age to not get behind the wheel, and it's the safe play, and it saves lives. So, Steve, I'll start with you. You want to add to any of that?
Very sad. I still have tears when I'm thinking about it, get asked about it. And I'm just amazed at the number of people that are affected by this, too. And that's because Johnny, Matthew, and the family are such great people. And that says a lot about them. And that makes the loss of those two and just the whole situation just extremely painful. And I think the organizations involved, like Calgary, Columbus, Boston College, and of course the close family friends of Johnny and Matthew, have done a terrific job of reaching out and helping, from what I understand. But I couldn't believe this. I'll be real honest with you. When I found out this happened, I said, how can this happen? And when you think about it and then think about the future of the family, all you want to do is say a lot of prayers and keep them in your thoughts. And hopefully at some point they can, you never get over this, but come back to some reality that things like this happen. But it's a learning experience for certain. And, I don't know if, I would speak well of a person involved in it that did something that probably regrets later on, but you just can't do that. And look what's happened here. But the love and support from the NHL, their teammates, whatever level they played on, has been unbelievable. And that's what makes the NHL so great, because when a tragedy like this happens, they're there. They have nice things to say. They're there to be with the families, with the people that are a big part of it. But let's just hope we don't hear about something like that down the line. But it's still tough to believe. I can't believe it happened.
Well said, Steve. And AD, you want to add to that?
It's truly been unbelievable to see how many people have come together and shared their stories. I think that's what has resonated with me the most, is the stories that have come out of this and just how loved both of them were. It's giving me goosebumps thinking about it still. I am with both of you guys. It's just such a horrible tragedy, but their light is going to shine on for a very, very long time. They're never going to be forgotten. And the impact that both of those guys had in their local community, in the places that they played with their family and friends, it's beautiful. And, it's going to be a tough season, I think, for the Columbus Blue Jackets and for the Calgary Flames and really anyone else who has played or has known either of those guys. But, to go on and to honor them this season, I think, is going to be something that, that those teams will look to do. And it's going to be difficult opening night and for the rest of the season. But You know, they're very missed.
That's some great insight there, AD. Great perspective and well said as well. I just want to make one more note regarding that this tragic incident here. The Johnny Gaudreau Scholarship Golf Foundation is something that Johnny Gaudreau and Matthew Gaudreau were heavily, obviously, a part of and raised a ton of money for scholarships. So they were so involved in the community and Johnny Hockey, as they called him. Also, he contributed to Patrick Laine's Give Back program, supporting mental health initiatives. So just once again, always in their community, yep. Mm-hmm. Getting it done both on the ice and off the ice. So they will truly be missed. Let's turn the page. And I just got to ask, what have we been doing? What have we been up to this summer? AD, I'll start with you. A lot of beach days?
Yeah, a ton of beach days.
Working on the tan?
Yeah, you know, I love to hang out at the beach. I've gotten to see my family quite a bit too. Been on a few trips, head back home to Ohio. I was there with my parents. My brother and sister were there. I've been to Hawaii. I've been to Aruba, a couple different places.
My invite got lost in the mail, I guess. Yeah. Oh my. Steve, how about you? Did you get your invite?
Well, actually, I'm a little hurt.
No kidding. Okay. We'll discuss okay. this after the show. Though. No, let's save it for on air. This is right. we're gonna chop this up after the show's over for sure. We need to dig into this and investigate. But Steve, yep. How about you?
Quite honestly, spending a lot of time with my wife, Rhonda, and it seems like whenever the season comes along, spring and summer after the NHL season's over with, something's always, whether it be a family thing, some other state, we're going to visit them. But I did get home to see family. I don't have many left, to be quite honest with you, but she takes care of the house and she does everything, especially when I'm out of town. So I think there's a come back and give her some help right there. So we spent a lot of time to go out with neighbors, things like that, go out to eat a little more often, watch TV. And that's great too, because at least you're with somebody. And of course, we can't forget Sam and Dixie, our two Maltese dogs. I miss them too. They're very close to us. And you miss them when you're on a road, one of these 8-day trips, 11-day trips. But that's what I did, spend some time with them. And I watched every single playoff game, though. Mm. So I was at home watching that every single one. I didn't miss 1 minute. I taped everything, and it was really interesting to see that.
And those dogs are expensive, too, yes. I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah. We might have to look into a different breed.
So down the line. The nails done, hair done, everything done, the whole works there on the...
Oh, gosh, I forgot about that. Let's keep that between us right here.
New vibes here in Orange Country with the uniforms and taking that next step. AD, I'm going to start with you again. What's your overall feeling about the Ducks new vibe? The orange, new logo. Let me hear it.
It's really exciting. I'm looking forward to this season. I'm looking forward to seeing the new uniforms on the ice. Orange inside Honda Center. I mean, it's such a bright, vibrant color. I think it's going to look awesome in the bowl. Overall, I feel like there's a lot more excitement this season and just knowing the step forward that the team can take. And I mean, that first game, it's going to be so much fun, guys. I'm looking forward to it.
Steve, how about you?
I absolutely love them. And I've been on internet.
Okay, calm down. We get it. You're excited.
And you know why? And this is a little radio secret, but sometimes we have such terrible locations watching games. You can't see who the numbers are, or who's the player. Boy, can you with these, not only the home jerseys, but the road jerseys. And let's not forget those third jerseys for special occasions. I think they're the best ones I've seen in a long, long time. Not just because I've worked here, but I'm looking at them and did a little playing around with the camera, things like that, watching it. And I can see perfectly. So there's no excuse. A lot of pressure being put on myself. Missing a player or a number because it's out there and it's one of the best I've seen in years.
And I'm no fan of regulations being a small business owner myself, but me and Steve are going to set up an initiative for all teams. It's a mandatory. You got to be able to see the numbers, mm-hmm. right? Yes. And I think Steve, you and I, we're going to be the judges.
I mean, right?
AD gets the final say and we, Great. It's got to come to our desk and we got to sign off on it. Because some of these jerseys you can't see from that deep.
You can't.
You just can't.
No, I think some of the old time jerseys were the best ones because you had black on white, you had red on white or white on red, whatever it might be. And a lot of teams are going to that with all the advertisement, which is great. You need that to support the hockey club on and off the ice. But it's been more difficult as far as I'm concerned as a fan, and especially when I watch a game on TV. Because sometimes the cameras are way back or you're trying to get something and they should be a little bit closer so you can pick up who that is. Because sometimes announcers get the names wrong on the numbers. So I want to make sure I'm calling them right. But they did a terrific job here. And it's not because I just work here, but I told some people on the last road trip that it's fantastic. You're not going to have any problems at all seeing this. And that's the most important thing to me.
For me, it's the darker orange. Mm-hmm. I love the dark orange to me is just, it's that much better than the lighter orange. And kudos to just the marketing staff and everyone just a part of from a creative standpoint, because it looks so sharp. I love the lettering. I love that font. It looks crisp, clean, and cutting edge, if you will. And just a lot of good things ahead, starting with those unis. I truly feel that. And hey, let's get right to it. Look, last time we were here, boy, it's one of those things where, look, this Ducks team, we know how long it's been since the last time this organization has made the playoffs. Yep. AD, starting with you, what are some, just maybe keys, some points that can reassure fans this year? Maybe you can get to the 500 mark. I think that's the goal, right? Yep. You hit the 500 mark and go from there. But to reassure all the Ducks fans, Ducks Nation, Orange Country, what are some points that you have that you think is going to help put this Ducks team in the right direction?
It was a bit of a surprising offseason because I think when we went into this summer, we thought that the team might be a little bit more active. And I do know that GM Pat Verbeek did, you know, shoot a shot with a lot of those big free agents, didn't necessarily land any of them. But when you look ahead to this season, what really resonates with me is that all of our young to be stars have now that 1 year of NHL experience. You think about Leo Carlson, Pavel Mintikov. I even think about Lukáš Dostál in the net. I mean, the steps that he took last year, getting all those reps behind John Gibson as well. I think that all of that experience, they're going to be a lot more comfortable this season. And adding to that, you're going to see that on the ice. You're going to see that in their performance. They had a summer to get stronger, to mature a little bit as well. So I think that that's the most exciting part for me personally going into this season. And Cutter Gauthier, I'm really looking forward to seeing how he plays, you know, on the front end with some of these Ducks players. And of course, we have the additions from the summer, the few that the Ducks did make, you know, Robbie Fabry, Brian Dumoulin, bringing Stanley Cup experience in with the team. And you know, we know that it's been a mix of veterans and young guys and maybe a little bit more on the younger end. But I think that now we have a good combination of that. And I'm looking to see how well they work together.
Those are some great keys, AD. Steve?
Yep. I think the big thing is all these young prospects that we have. We're going to see them up at this level. And you're not going to win every single game. But the experience they're getting, the experience already gained, say, like this McTavish over the last several months in that he's had some on ice experience now, Leo Carlson, all these guys that are highly thought of and talked about. This is another year for them. And we've got some nice veterans on this hockey club, too, that are good teachers. They've been through all of this. Guy like Frank Vetrano comes to mind. Mm-hmm. He's been around a while. And when he's successful, like he was, scoring goals in particular, you know, that's going to rub off on these young kids. And we've made a few changes coaching staff wise, and they've kind of mixed some things up. But I think the key is having some success as both an individual and as a team, because if you improve yourself, that's going to help the team. And when the team's all playing good, positive, gain confidence by being in the league now for a couple of years, they like what they see on the ice. We're winning games. We're creating points. then that's when things start really getting better, because you're going out there saying, you know what, we're not too bad, and we're going to be better too. Forget the past, and we're looking forward to bigger and better things here in Anaheim.
You two are on fire this morning, on fire. All great points. For me, it's you don't have to go out and worry about goaltending. Right. Yeah. You have two. Good you have point. Lukasz Dostal, who's coming off a huge dub in his home country for the world championships, along with Ratko Gudas. So you got him. He was stellar last year. You know what you're going to get out of Gibby. And that is just lights out saves. Yep. He'll make the second save, the initial one, the third, fourth save. And he just continues to hold the Ducks in it any which game he's in. So you don't have to worry about that on the back end. Luno, and it starts here with this rookie faceoff. You know, he's coming in. He is has the mindset of being one of the guys that this Ducks team is going to rely on. You have Olin Zellweger, who is going to log, my opinion, a ton of power play minutes. I mean, he's that guy that can move the puck and make plays along with guys like Zegras and those confident playmakers. And so he's going to continue to shine in that department. And I mean, we saw his first National Hockey League goal. I mean, how special was that? Yeah. Just bar down, short side. That was a thing of beauty. We remember like it was last night, Steve, in Vancouver there. That was so fun to watch. So, I mean, we got him. Just Menti. Menti, and what do you do? Because Menti, I thought, played a lot better when he was getting those power play minutes. And they're, I mean, just these are three guys we talked about that could easily be power play guys. Who are they going to rely on most in that situation? I don't know. You have Rich Kloon coming in, and he had the power play going there. He brought that Marlies power play from the cellar, and he brought him back. And so we look forward to seeing that after, of course, Newell Brown's departure there. He's with the Kings now. What do we say hi to him in the hallway there at Crypto?
Maybe after we beat him.
Okay, after we beat him. After we beat him. Okay,
wave. No. Just wave.
Shout out to Newell Brown. Newell Brown, one of the best guys. Yeah. Steve, you and I were just talking about the other. He is unbelievable, all class. So we wish him luck, just not when he's playing our Ducks team. Right?
Terrific.
Look, just so on the back end, you talked about Dumoulin, you know, probably. I mean, look, he can, he has the resume to do a lot of big things. Yep. It's just where he fits in the mix. You have Jackson Lacombe, who had some great games, and he's looking for that consistency game in and game out, but he's another solid, steady presence on the back end. He plays smooth. He makes plays, nice passing on the front end. You need Troy Terry to get back to that 35-plus goal pedigree, right? You just need that, especially he's playing first line, playing with Leo. He's got to bring that mentality each and every night. You got Killer. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, on a really good Ducks team and on a competitive team, you know, he was playing third line in Tampa, right? So when it's when you're really competitive and you're in the mix of it, you know, I'm assuming he's going to get some first line minutes, but can we see him more on the second line or third line? To be determined. To be determined. But look, Frank Vatrano, you want him to get over 40 goals. It's almost like he has to in order for this Ducks team to be competitive. You mentioned Mac T, him and Leo. You got to think, once again, if we want to see this Ducks team competitive, they got to be close to, if not a point a game. Right? When it's all said and done.
If you love today's content, then I'd love for you to take a trip over to VGHC.com or stop by their Costa Mesa flagship store to see what the club is cooking up for hockey fans worldwide.
Turning the page to league-wide, what are some teams, Steve, I'll start with you, that you think they're going to have a bounce back year? Maybe a team in your mind on paper look good, just didn't put the pieces together. Who do you think is going to have a bounce back season league-wide? Let's hear it.
I'll tell you, I wrote down three or four here, and I like the Dallas team. I think maybe they were looking to go a little bit further than they did, but I like the team that they have together, the coaching staff. Colorado, I put in there. The Rangers maybe didn't get what they wanted, but you know what? I don't think they've lost too much. And then in our division, well, you can, you know, flip a coin up in the air like, is there an easy opponent in the Pacific? No. And I'm looking at maybe Vancouver. You know, they had their ups and downs in that, but nobody's talking a whole lot about them. And I think they have a terrific head coach and good young players. So those are just ones that come to mind. And I will tell you this. Somebody asked me the other day, I go, well, what about the team that is just not going to be good or take a step backwards? And I mentioned the Boston Bruins. Ooh. And I don't know why I said that. I've been doing a lot of reading about, you know, the goaltending situation, that kind of thing. But I just got this hunch that might be a little more difficult. They're going to be a good hockey team, but they're going to have their work cut out for them with some of the competition they're up against. So that's something to keep in mind. And if they win the Stanley Cup, I'll deny I said that.
We're recording and audio doesn't lie, right? Producer Steph, audio doesn't lie. We have it on recording and you said it, Steve. Yep. And how about that? I mean, I obviously give you the content and I tested you. I went with the team with the biggest drop instead of the team with the biggest rise in points. So you're always on it, Steve. You're always on it. And you answered both. So moving to AD, the biggest drop in points for a team and let's see what team grows the most. What are your thoughts?
It's funny that Steve mentioned Boston because honestly, that's who I was thinking as well. But also because of the movement they've had this summer. I mean, you lose Ullmark and then you're having these ongoing negotiations with Swayman. Doesn't sound like the two sides are really in agreement right now. And that's a big part of your hockey club. So I'm kind of with you on that end. We'll see what the Bruins do this season. I mean, they've been so fantastic for a lot of years, but more recent years as well. As far as on the flip side of that, I kind of want to change it up and give you a team that maybe not a bounce back, but a new team, the Utah Hockey Club. I think that they have a lot of young talent. You have a Logan Cooley, you have a Clayton Keller, you have these guys that they're getting a fresh start. They're moving to a new place. They don't have the drama that was surrounding them in Arizona. And they also got, you know, some free agents this summer. And a lot of prospects that they were able to pick up at the draft. So I'm curious as to what Utah is going to come into the NHL this year and do.
You know, I think the word you're talking about is underrated.
Yeah.
I think they're an underrated team and they get on a roll and they have all those good young hockey players, good coaching staff. It's a brand new franchise. Good things are going to happen over there and they're going to make it very difficult if they sneak into a playoff spot, so to speak, in their first year with all this change going on there. And they're gonna be tough for other teams to beat. And I think they're on the right path in what they're doing. And it's great to welcome the state of Utah to the NHL, right?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. You didn't run that by me, Steve. So, hey, for me, it is, and I love Clayton Keller. I love Clayton Keller. He's my boy. And great guy off the ice. He gets it done on the ice. He is so fun to watch. So you root for him because he's just, he razzle dazzles up there. But for me, the biggest drop in points, the Flames are going to be bad. Yeah. The Flames are going to be really bad. When the Ducks played them tail end of the year there, they were terrible. And that Kuzmenko looked really good. Mm-hmm. And so did Kadri. He had those flashes. Kuzmenko, those were some snipes. Remember those?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Those were pretty. And he was like, no, that's my puck and I'm going to get it done because you guys are stinking tonight. Like, honestly, they were bad. Kuzmenko was good. They got some guys, but just not enough. And I just don't think they are going to be very good. So I think they're going to tank. They're going to be in the cellar here. But that Zane Preak, he's something special. He is, in my opinion, he's the Memorial Cup, reigning Memorial Cup champion with the Saginaw Spirit. He dominated in the Memorial Cup. I don't know what pick it was, seventh, whatever they picked. He is so good. Just watching the clips that I've watched him, his first pass is unbelievable. He's smooth. He goes end to end. And he's going to be, for me, I'm predicting it now, in the conversation for the top three for the Calder Trophy. Ooh. He's that stellar. He's going to have a big opportunity there because they're going to be that stinky. Yep. And hey, yeah, they're not going to be good. The Devils, in my opinion, are going to have the biggest jump. And yep. I originally was going to pick the Flyers, get that 45 win mark. But I think the more room to grow is the Devils. And Sheldon Keefe's coming in there. And I liked him as a coach with Toronto. I like his coaching style. Mm-hmm. I love their power play. I think they do the same thing on the power play they did in Toronto there with the Hughes brothers. It's going to be lights out there. They have Markstrom. They got their goalie.
Yeah. Yep.
And goalie on out. You just, you know, Timo Meier, how does that play out? He's not making 10 or 12. He's making like 8.8 or something like that. But I mean, a lot hinges on him as well and his production. So, yep, I got the Flames tanking and I have the Devils moving on up.
I like that you brought up the Devils because I was thinking about Dougie Hamilton. Mm-hmm. I mean, he only played 20 games last season. He's a big part of that Devils team. How's he going to bounce back this year?
Got to stay healthy.
For yeah. Well, yes. Yeah.
That's the main thing, right?
AD throwing out brain busters over here. Has me frozen. Like,
he's just a part of that team. You mentioned the Devils, you know.
In my opinion, you got the two of three on the EA sports cover of NHL, right?
Pretty
you
cool.
have them two. I mean, you're sitting pretty. Mm-hmm. You're sitting pretty. And how about these coaches that come into a great situation, right? I mean, you look at Edmonton's coaching situation, just like it's you fly into Hawaii and you're on vacation. I mean, it's unbelievable. You have the players to get it done. And same there. Sheldon Keefe going into a roster that, when healthy, is very competitive. Mm-hmm. And how about rookies? We saw last year our very own Leo. We saw Fantilli, and of course, we're not going to forget Connor Bedard, Bedzie, as we all call him. AD, who are you looking for to watch? I just mentioned Zane Preck, and I mean, what are your thoughts on incoming rookies?
I'm going with Will Smith in San Jose. He's my pick for a rookie to watch this season. First of all, I love that he's living with Patrick Marleau. I think that's so awesome. I don't know if you guys saw that news, but he's living with him. And then Celebrini is living with Joe Thornton. So, I mean,
I did not know of the Marleau one. Thank you for
who better to get your first NHL season in with, I guess.
I can always count on you, AD. I can always count on you for the insight.
Yeah. So, you know, he had a stellar freshman season at Boston College. Really just a crafty playmaker. You know, he's young, but I think that with where the San Jose Sharks are, I mean, hopefully it's only up from where they were last season. I think Will Smith will be someone that will bring some excitement in addition, of course, to Celebrini. But I didn't want to go with the Celebrini pick. I thought Will Smith might be someone that a little different from that. And I'm curious to what he'll be able to do. And we'll get to see him plenty this year.
AD not taking the easy way out.
No.
I can respect that. I can respect that. Steve?
Just so you know, Celebrini, Smith. hey, that's okay because I've got
you
one or two
the
other
same.
Ones.
Some plagiarism. Is there some plagiarism going on here? No plagiarism on Eat 'Em Up.
How about the Miechkov kid in Philadelphia from Russia? He's going to be good. I read a ton on him the other day, and I can't wait to watch him play. When you have a guy tell the media that his favorite thing playing hockey is practicing, then you know you got a special player because I'm sure there's some days and nights that you don't want to be out there. You want to recover from a bang against the board or a goal scored against you. But I'll tell you, the Stankoven kid in Dallas, I think, is going to be a good hockey player. And I'm just going to end my selection, since you guys took Celebrini and Smith, with a guy named Cutter Gauthier. Mm. I believe he plays for the Anaheim Ducks, going to be.
I think I heard of him.
I think he's got a real good shot. I think there's a couple other guys on our hockey club, but that's just one that sticks out. Everything I read about him, some of the highlights I watch of his play, and I can't wait to see him and all these young kids, you know, like the Carlsons, those kind, that are already here and how they develop into good players here in the coming year.
Steve, well said. I'm going to stay with you. You've seen a lot of young guys enter this Anaheim Ducks organization. Who's surprised you, if you will? Hey, okay, drafted, watching the draft. Oh, boy, comes to camp. Surprises you in that sense, or maybe there's another story that caught your eye, but is there any guy that's come through the Ducks organization in particular that kind of caught you off guard?
You know what? There's a couple, but I really enjoyed my early years here with the Anaheim Ducks when Ryan Getzlaff and Corey Perry were drafted in the 19th overall spot, Getze, 28th overall for Corey Perry. And I spent about an hour, this is no kidding, just the other night looking at everything that they've done, their familiarity with each other. Getzlaff, 6'4", Perry, 6'3". And just the accomplishments here, and I can't think of two guys, and I'm sure there's some that have played this game with, like, say, like a Gretzky and a Draisaitl, combinations that have been so effective. And they came in here, and what do? They helped the Anaheim Ducks get to the final against New Jersey in 2003, and then 2007 was a special year. But what's amazing to me, and I was just reading this morning because I had forgotten about all the teams he was with, but to have a guy like Corey Perry, and a lot of players don't like him, of course, but I'll tell you what a job he did here. And when you've played with five different Stanley Cup final teams, you didn't win them all. In fact, he won his only one with the Anaheim Ducks. That's why we like him even more. And his buddy Ryan Getzlaff. But it takes such a special player. There's a lot of players that don't care much for him with the way he plays in that. But I'll tell you something. That's a guy that played with heart and soul. I never saw him take a shift off. He always defended his teammates. He always caused havoc in front of the net. Things like that. Just a good team player. And if you're a teammate with a guy like that, and with Ryan Getzlaff as well, put him in that class. You know, he's going to make me want to go out there and do what he does. And I'll tell you, he's had quite a run here, and it's amazing that he's been on teams like that. I was thinking of other sports guys that have played for four or five different teams and gone to the finals. You might not have won them all, but that's quite an accomplishment, changing philosophy, systems, things like that. But I've always liked him, and I just had to bring them. I was thinking of some other young players, but I can't go without talking just so much about these two guys because they've been the heart and soul of this organization. Getze's working for the league now, huh? Yep. And doing some work. And Perry, he might be playing another 5 years. Who knows? But I just think so
in
much.
Five
of them.
Cup finals.
Yeah. And you know what? That's right. Can you imagine that? Maybe there'll be a sixth. You never know. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, think about these accomplishments. Mm-hmm. They're special players, and they were fan favorites and good guys. And I just had to bring them up in that. I was trying to think of some other young guys, but you know, they were young at one time, but I wish them nothing but the best. And I'll tell you one thing. I have a lot of respect for both of them with the way they played the game, and they played heart and soul players. And you won't find two on one team too often anymore.
Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. Is that the yeah. was that a good Jim Carrey impression?
Yes.
Anyway, I'm not going to do it again. AD, hey, there were five players last season that made their Ducks debut. Sophomore. This is their sophomore season. Who do you have your eye on as far as taking their game to the next level? Let's hear it.
Has to be Leo. It has to be for me because, I mean, he didn't play every game last year. He was on his Leo plan, as we called it. So getting stronger, all that, getting adjusted to the NHL, also living very far away from his family. Yeah. He had the summer to go back to Sweden to relax, to train, see his family, see his friends. Now he comes back. He's got to be ready to go. I think that this is going to be a huge year for Leo Carlsson, and I can't wait. I really can't wait. We spoke to him on Light the Lamp just a few weeks ago, and he was in good spirits. seemed a little bit bigger as well. Just looked like he put on some weight. Maybe his eating changed a little bit this summer. I'm not sure, but I think he's going to be ready to go this year.
Yep. Then you had what, Minchikoff with him and Zellweger in the interview. You guys do a great job with the interviews of players. I will just tell you this. It's awesome. And I just happened to be rolling. I didn't even know that they had a little feature with them. And I watched the whole thing. Zellweger was a little quiet, wasn't he? But well, look at the talent right there. Just those three guys alone. I think that's what the Ducks fans have to look forward to. That's just not them. We got some forwards. We got great coaching staff. And you look next few years here, this is going to be an exciting and fun team to watch. And I can't wait. You also are part of their development, too. You know, you might be here in their 3 or 4 years. They're a star defenseman, so to speak. And, hey, I saw most of his games. And the bottom line is they're good kids, too. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you something. I've been here 23 years. And I don't know everything that goes on besides hockey and that. But I don't know if I've met really a bad or a guy that I felt uncomfortable with going into the locker room, asking questions, talking to him. The one thing that's impressive about our organization, it's not just about the players and that, but they want some good people too, mm-hmm. that are good in the community. And heck, we do more than a lot of teams in the NBA, NHL, things like that. But they've done a great job. And I thought it was a great interview. And we're going to have a few more of them develop over the coming years. So that in itself, to me, will be as exciting as just watching a regular Ducks game.
80 stays crushing it. She really does.
Guys.
She really does.
So are you.
Oh, no. Appreciate it. And okay, let's continue to have some fun. Hey, Huberdeau, Pierre-Luc Dubois is another guy. Josh Anderson. Those are three guys that had off years, or I guess in Huberdeau's case, two off years now. Who in your mind do you think can potentially, Steve, I'll start with you, have a bounce back season league-wise or as far as players are concerned?
First of all, let me tell you, we both do our research. So does she. And Huberdeau in 2022-23 season, 55 points, 39 games. It's not bad. Next season, not good. 23-24 season, 16 points in 36 games. I mean, that's amazing. And that's a good hockey player. So something happened along the line there. I don't know. Here's my answer. Trevor Zegras.
I like it. I like it. Good pick.
Yeah,
I said lead wide, so you didn't follow the rules, but that's fine. Zegras, no, just don't let it happen again. Zegras it is. Hey, we need Zegras to just dominate. Mm-hmm. We just do. We need Trevor to just play at a 1,000-mile-per-hour pace, play with intensity, toe drag for days, mishy for days. Like, we just need to have him do it all.
Yeah.
And hopefully over a point a game. And, yeah, I just we need a guy like that, among others.
Did you see his
top nine?
His new haircut?
I did not.
No.
He has a mullet now, guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Incoming point per game season, yeah. At least for sure, with that kind of swagger heading into the season. 80, how about you? Bounce back player league wide for you.
Well, I mentioned him earlier. I mean, Dougie Hamilton, maybe. I threw him out a little early, but he's someone that, you know, when I was doing some research on this, he's someone that, I mean, the amount of games he played last year, his lowest point production ever in his career, expected, you know, there's a lot expected from him. He's a veteran guy. So I think maybe him, and I really like your Zegras pick too.
Let me, okay, since I did
even
it
though it's
wrong,
not league wide, I know, yeah, I know.
Okay, it is what it is. Let's hear it.
I have to make up for it. I'm going to go with Patrick Laine. He's made the move from a team. Things just didn't work out there. But if he gets on the right team and plays with the right players, he can score a lot of goals. He can get points. So that would be one that just came out of my air. So I feel like I'm okay now. I'm back in the conversation.
Just a reminder, this audio doesn't, this recording doesn't lie, Steve. We have this on tape. He says Patrick Laine. Hey. We'll see. Hey, ton of storylines last season, including the oil coming so close, and McDavo, and of course, Drysdale, who just extended that ginormous contract. My goodness. Hey, league wide, who do you think, AD, I'll start with you, who's a team to watch out for?
A team to watch out for this season. Well, I
that you can see going very far. I don't want to say win it because this is, you know, we're always the Ducks, you know, we need them just winning hockey games. So that's our team. But who do you see going really far?
I mean, how do you not pick Edmonton again? I this is their time. They got to do it. They're feeling probably a little bit more, at least Dreisaitl's feeling motivated. He has the stability, that contract. McDavid will be next. I mean, I feel like they finally have a team, and they were heartbroken. They're going to come out looking for revenge this year. I think Edmonton, you got to stick with them still. Personally, what do you think?
That's a good pick. I got Edmonton, Florida, and Dallas, and maybe a team like the Rangers if they stay healthy, things like that. So I'm right with you on all that.
Yeah, for me, it's the New York Rangers. I wanted to say, okay, maybe, I mean, Florida, they're going to go far. Florida, once again, is going to go far. And adding that, I'm tying the last question into this one about bounce back player Riley Smith for me.
Yeah.
Only 40 points.
Good one. Yeah.
Last season on dysfunctional Pittsburgh Penguins? I don't know. Pittsburgh, can you speak on what the heck is going on with your town there?
A lot of changes there, and they're an older team. I mean, this is again their window now, and they don't have much time. It is dysfunctional. I think that's a good word for it.
So Riley Smith gets 40 points last season. I think if you get 65 plus thrown in there with Trocheck, the Breadman, Fox, you name it. I mean, they got a lot of talent on that Rangers roster. Of course, goaltending, no concern there. So New York Rangers for me. Hey, rookie faceoff is coming up. And what a time for a lot of these young Ducks prospects. I'll start it off here. You got Sam Colangelo. You have Cutter Gauthier. You have Tristan Luneau. And look, those guys, among a few others that have just even 1 year of experience with last year's rookie faceoff, a big opportunity. And there's a huge opportunity just on opening night roster for a lot of guys to prove themselves. Of course, I mentioned Colangelo, who had a great showing to finish off the year. Same with Cutter in his lone game. I mean, he was going towards the puck. He wanted the puck. He got rewarded with an assist from being relentless and hunting that thing down. So look, and Tristan Luneau, who we talked about earlier, I mean, he's another guy that's going to make his rookie faceoff 2024 appearance there at Toyota Smart Center. Google calendar it right now. So it's going to be live streamed, right, Steve, AD? Are we doing this? We're ready to go, right?
Too. Yep.
It's you too. But I will be there for one of the games.
Okay, good.
But that's what I'm saying. There you go. We're ready to go.
That's what I'm looking forward to hearing you guys back.
Appreciate it. Thoughts, Steve, on the whole event?
You know what? We've done a few of these over the years. I love it, especially this time of year. Not really a whole lot of pressure. We're not preparing for an NHL game and that. But I think one thing the fans will notice is the competitive level for these players. Because first of all, if they've never played in something like this, or if they have, you know, they're going to know what to expect, but also they're trying to impress the coaching staff, right? Mm-hmm. Try to gain a job. Maybe it's not this year with the team. Maybe it's the following year, but I'm just going to throw this out. I was thinking about it driving over here today. If I'm a fan going to a rookie faceoff, and I know a lot about the players, things like that, well, what am I to look at? What should I look for? Maybe the Ducks players this week. And you know what I would do? I would take away my vision from where the puck is. And I would watch a lot of these players at a certain position, see how they play and what they're capable of doing without the puck. Away, are they finding their teammate open to receive a pass? Just the various aspects and get a feel for, hey, this kid's just more than a goal scorer. Or, yeah, he's in the penalty box a lot. But just watch a kid, focus on him, then maybe watch somebody from another team do it. And you learn a lot about them. You learn a lot about, is a kid that's going to be a rough kid to play against? He's going to take a lot of penalties? Or can he see that teammate? How is he as a passer? And that gives us a chance to watch and learn more about the kid too without even talking to him. So that's how I would watch a rookie tournament. And hopefully, Ducks win, Ducks win, Ducks win this coming week.
Yeah, baby. AD. Let's hear it. I mean, rookie face off. Sorry for my outburst.
Hard to follow up. No. Hard to follow up, Steve, there, because I like your point about watching the players away from the puck. It's a different way to watch the game, especially with how young some of these guys are. I'm just looking forward to seeing what they are capable of, really. It's the time, like you said, to showcase their skills, try to impress the coaches. So Sam Colangelo, good name to mention there. He came in to Anaheim last year, looked pretty comfortable. Looking for that again this year.
AD, thank you. Steve Carroll, thank you.
Yeah. Can I say one
other
thing?
You two are great.
I'll let you go.
Sure. This is good. Sure. You'll like whatever.
You like this. Alexis Donnie, Emerson Edom, done a terrific job these broadcasts the last year. I'm even getting emotional here. It's been great having you here. And you guys don't know, I hear a lot of comments from people. It's all positive. And I mean, you guys have done a terrific job in everything you're doing. So I just wanted to pass that on from a guy who's been doing this for 53 years. And I'm very serious about it, not because you're right here, but I've been wanting to tell you that here lately.
Thanks, Steve. We love working with you.
Can I borrow a $100 bill?
No.
Yeah, right now? Or
Johnny Hockey, Johnny Gaudreau, Matthew Gaudreau, this one goes out to you. Thanks for listening to another epi of Eat 'Em Up. And once again, AD, Steve, appreciate you. Thanks for coming on. Look forward to it next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.